We're exiting 8 years of Democratic rule under President Barack Obama. We've had a very contentious presidential election.
It was profound.
Where are we as a nation now? We have a populist president coming into office. We're seeing some of this white nationalism that's coming out. Where do you see this nation right now? Are we divided? Can we be united? What's your feeling?
As a media person like you are, I made a point to go to both conventions last summer. I wanted to cover them. So I spent the whole week in Ohio, your home state, at the Republican one, the Democratic one. And it was disheartening, to be honest with you. The things that I witnessed, both sides, you know. I feel that, there's elements of white nationalism that is there. I feel that the people who were supporting Bobby Kennedy in 1968, which a lot of working class white brothers and sisters, and some middle class ones, still buy into the notion of racism and the blaming of the other for their issues, as opposed to looking at the bigger societal problems that lead to these things. Because it's easy to blame people, you know. It would be like me as a heterosexual man just blaming women for all my problems, you know. And it's brought out the worst of who we are. There's a lot of fear out there, what I'm hearing. When I spoke at Grand Valley State, one woman came up to me, she just grabbed me by her hands, a white sister. She looked me in the eye, she said, "Can you just please give us some hope? Can you please give us some hope today?" That hurts, that touches your heart, you know. But people feel like that everywhere I go. You know, they're shocked, they're dismayed. And what I remind people, and I said this in my speech, is that, you know, we've got to go back in our histories. Whoever we are, wherever our people come from in this world, someone in your family has struggled, has survived a lot of stuff, and they figured out a way to come together. And we've got to do that again, you know. And I believe that we can, you know. My own life is testimony to that, you know. I was raised by my mother. She has eighth grade education. My grandfather could barely read and write. My grandmother couldn't read and write at all. And so we have to know that we can and do better, and we will be better.
Patrick Center, WGVU News.